to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive. Hello, all you bloomers. We are back with another edition of Fun and Fantastic Things. I am Ambi, and with me is Alexa Hauser.
New edition, Fun and Fantastic Things. I like that. I think that's like the title of a book, Fun and Fantastic Things. Yeah.
I am going to trademark it. No big deal.
I want royalties. I like it. Can I be in on it at least?
Yeah,
can we
yeah,
share
yeah.
It? Okay,
definitely,
cool.
Definitely.
It's just such a fun name.
and fantastic.
Yes,
as well.
Fun and fantastic. Absolutely. Well, this is a fun and fantastic Monday. Hopefully. No, not hopefully. It will be. It will be. Setting the intention now. How are
Mercury
you doing?
Mercury is not in retrograde
Mercury
anymore.
Is out of retrograde. And I don't Thank know about God. Everyone else, but yeah, like feeling the relief. For sure. How was your weekend, Ambi?
My weekend was really nice, actually. We do like this cookie party every year. And every year it's like super, we just like make like a huge mess in my house, which is really fun. This year we bought a new house and I really like the floors. So I was really petrified of like, oh my God, the floors are going to be so messed up. And I was kind of stressing out about it, but it actually worked out really well. And my friends were really, consider it and like don't get it on the floor to all the kids, so it was really nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, and then Friday we went to Saturday night we went to this Charles Dickens A Christmas Carol like playland in my area. We stayed there for like 4 hours and let the kids just make crafts, and they had this tree that like interacted with you. It was really fun, and they had magic shows, and my daughter was like, this is the best night of my life. And I'm like, yeah, it is. $10 later. Yeah.
I saw pictures. It looked like everyone was having a blast. So.
It was really fun. Even Riley was like laughing and having fun. And I was like, heck yeah. Like in the beginning, he was like, can I go just do my own thing? I'm like, sure, go for it. And then he like ended up staying with us and just having a good time. So it was really fun.
Aww,
how was your weekend?
That's the best. I'm so happy to hear that. My weekend was really good. I went to I had another tapping circle at this Healing Arts Collective in Philadelphia that does a lot of awesome events. They invited me back to do another circle, and this one was like really awesome. I loved it. It was about abundance and money, and it was like a really awesome group of people who showed up. And I got to meet a few new people who had like been really interested in tapping and wanted to try it out but never done it before, and they had just such an amazing experience, and I just felt really bonded with everyone, and it honestly made me feel a little tiny bit like I was back at the retreat, like a little bit for just a second. I actually pretended that and intended that. I like literally was like, just let's bring back the energy from the retreat. Let's just all be in the circle again. And like, I basically manifested that. So it was really nice. And afterwards, I was so hyped up. Like, it's so amazing how much energy you have when you're doing something you're supposed to do. Like, when not supposed to do, like when you're doing something that is part of your purpose. Like, do you notice that, Ambi? Like, when.
Yeah.
Yeah, like after that event, it was like I literally was bouncing off. I mean, after the circle, I was like bouncing off the walls. And it's like it just shows you. It's like when you are, you know, when you are in the flow, it you can have limitless energy, and you know, you can be you know, resourced by source, by the energy of source, and it's just really cool. So yeah, it was awesome, and I got to spend time with my friends and my partner, and it was just, it was a fun weekend, and I got to go to dance class. It was just, it was a good weekend. good weekend for sure.
Good.
So yeah, it was nice. That being said, today we are going to talk about the only way I know how to say this is this. Be somebody. Don't try to be somebody. So, okay, let me say that again. Be somebody, don't try to be somebody. So what I mean by this is this. After I was in my like really intense funk a couple of days ago, I finally chilled out, which is what I needed to do the whole time. And I also like really just kind of was letting myself feel my feelings, which was really helping me relax. And anyway, as I was chilling out, I suddenly had this realization. I don't remember when I had it. It was like a couple of nights ago, where suddenly I was like, wow, this whole time, like, and what I mean by this whole time is like my whole life, I've been like trying so hard to be somebody that I haven't been being who I am. And what I mean by this is like, I've been trying to appear a certain way. I've been trying to, you know, like create myself and brand myself and make sure that I'm someone that's quote unquote important. Like, for example, even when someone says, oh, what are you doing these days? I'm puffing myself up. And I mean, even what was coming to me was like the way that like we all do this in our own ways. Like we, you know, I especially like over exaggerate and like really, you know, it almost feels like just saying what is not enough anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like it just saying it plainly how it is. You know what I mean? It's like you have to like put all these insane adjectives to make, because we think that like we have to like make someone so excited about what's going on, otherwise it won't be exciting enough, right? And so I feel like we do this with ourselves, like with who we are, with our personas. And me especially, I've done this with myself my whole life, where I've always been about like the branding, like the exterior. Like that's something that's always fascinated me, especially when I was in the music industry. I was so fascinated with like, and I was looking back this weekend realizing how I used to do this to my artists. I would like basically skip over their talent, which their talent was incredible. And I would be like, yeah, but you guys, we got to get this branding right. Like it's all about the branding, right? Like if we don't get the branding right, then the music doesn't matter. And it's like, oh my God, I'm looking back going, whoa, that was so warped. But anyway, I kind of had that realization for myself this weekend of like, I've been trying to be somebody, this somebody that everyone likes and approves of and thinks is cool and pretty and young and whatever it is I want to appear as, right? But I've been neglecting actually being somebody, like being some person who actually helps people. And when I realized this, I was like, whoa, like that's why I'm unhappy all the time in a certain way. Like because I feel like I need other people to give me the thumbs up on this persona that I've created. And I feel like I need them to be like, yes, you are that thing that you're trying to project. Yes, good. You are cool. You are smart. You are all these things. You are whatever. I need the validation, right? But even when I get the validation, I get it for like – it satisfies me for like 5 seconds and then I'm on to the next one, scrolling and trying to post something or trying to think of, yeah, how I can like make a video that's going to like make other people think I'm cool. You know what I mean? Like seriously, like we have these thought processes and it hit me this weekend. It's like, yo, be humble. Like how about blending in? Like not saying that – that we aren't all unique, because we are all extremely unique and we all do have extremely unique like gifts and backgrounds and perspectives for sure. And there is no one else like you on this planet. Like you are unique for sure. But it's this thing about trying to be special. It's like you are special. You are unique. And I'm talking to myself right now more than anyone. Like you are special. You are unique. You don't need other people to tell you that. You don't need to prove that to anyone. You need to know that, right? Know that you are unique and you are all the things that you're trying to get Instagram to get you to tell you that you are. You already are that. And in fact, one of the best things that you can do is be humble and like what I mean by blend in is like come back to your community, like come down from where you are. Like I'm talking about like in the clouds, like come back, ground yourself and say, hey, it doesn't matter about any of that stuff. It doesn't matter who notices me or who likes me or who gives me the like or the heart or the comment or whatever. What matters is that in every moment, I know that I am unique and special unto this earth and that I am like a amazing being, and that in this moment, what I'm looking for is to feel like I'm doing my soul's purpose. And that does not include the external validation of your fans or whatever it is. It does not. Like that is something that comes extra once you're in alignment. That's what I'm realizing. That's something that comes with, you know, when you are tuned in, you are like a magnet and everyone is drawn to you and you don't even need that validation. But that stuff's never going to make you happy for very long. And I'm just suddenly realizing it's like, it feels like this has been here this whole time and I just have been passing it by over and over again. And for the past few days, I've been living like this. I've just been like, okay, how can I be of service to the people around me? How can I be available to just be a human that helps others in some way, whether it's providing a smile or keeping my vibe high or, you know, striking up a conversation or just being available to provide the right information to the right people when they need it? Like, how can I help people around me? Because that's what makes me feel like I'm fulfilling my soul's purpose. And when I do that, I feel validated from the inside times a gajillion. And that's all I'm ever looking for anyway. Like that feeling of this is right. Like this is right. And I'm, you know what I mean? So it might sound simple, but that was the realization I had this weekend of just like, stop trying to be somebody and just be somebody. Like, unplug. Like we don't need, you get what I'm saying? It feels like one of those times where I'm saying it over and over again because I can see what it means, but it's like hard to convey into words. But I hope I did some sort of
job. No, I mean, I think I understand. And I also think like a lot of people I know from me, we're the same generation, but I don't want to say our generation, but I feel like for me, I grew up with this idea that like something magical is going to happen to me eventually. Eventually, mm-hmm. Something magical will happen, right? Yeah. And you go through life, and then you hit 30 and nothing happens, and you hit 32 and nothing happens, and you're like, well, shit, when am I going to turn into like this magical fucking person, right? Yeah. Because I've been waiting for this, and all the movies said this would happen when I was a teenager, so what's going to happen? And then you see like people that are on Instagram that are fitness models. I don't know if you guys follow them. I follow fitness models. It was a lot of my inspiration when I was losing weight. And I followed like a lot of Beachbody coaches too. And when you get an inside glimpse at them, it's not real. It's 100% not real. Just because of the fact that there is a lot of thought that goes into it. There's a lot of time and effort that goes into it. And it's not just, let me take a selfie with my kid really quick. It's a lot more detailed than that. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting to try to, I have a friend and she listens to the show. And every time we're together, she's on her phone. She's uploading pictures on Instagram. She's take a video with me, take a picture with me. And her life looks a lot better on Instagram because in person, she's not there. She's disconnected. And we've had a conversation like that before, but it is, I feel a lot more stressful to have this, this pressure on yourself to be like, well, I have to be perfect. And there's a reason why I don't have a lot of like pictures of, I know it's not a good idea, but because I feel like you can go too far the other way too and like not take any pictures, because I do feel like you need to have memories of things. But I don't have as many pictures of myself and my family as I would like, just because of the fact that I'm trying to be in the moment. I'm trying to be there. I'm trying to be present with everybody instead of behind a camera. But that being said, like shows like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, oh my gosh. I remember watching that and being like, all right, when I'm 16, here, it's going down. Like, I'm going to become like this crazy cool person and all these magical things are going to happen to me. And like the most magical thing was embracing who I was and not being afraid of different things. So I really think that's where the magic is, no matter who you are, is embracing who you are and stop being so afraid to either put yourself out there or stop being so afraid to speak your truth. But I feel like once people do that, it's a lot easier and a lot better ride.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what was coming up this weekend. I was starting to realize how, like, everywhere I went, for example, it felt like I was rushing. Like, I was just like, I had to just get there really fast. And I was like, okay, what? And suddenly I would become conscious of what was going on. I was like, what are you doing right now? You're saying you don't have enough time. You're running. Like, you're literally like stressing about where you're going. When this, the whole reason, for example, I was like going to a flywheel class, and it's like, well, wait, why are you going to this flywheel class? Because I want to feel good. I want to feel like, I want to work my body. I want to sweat. I want to feel like high. I want to listen to good music. But the whole way there, I'm stressing about getting there on time. I'm like freaking out. I'm like running, you know, and it popped into my head. It's like, so what are you doing right now? You think you don't have enough time, and you think something really bad's going to happen if you don't get there exactly 2 minutes beforehand or whatever. You know, this idea that like there's never enough, or like something bad, I'll be punished, or something bad will happen if I don't, you know, make these things. And so anyway, then suddenly I flashed back to another time where we didn't have cell phones, like a time I wasn't living in, right, where no one had cell phones. And I saw it as kind of like a Western time where people were just kind of like walking down the street and be like, oh, and now I'm going to – I feel – you know, they get the inspiration to go somewhere, and they walk and they go. And yes, they didn't have as much creative capability, I think, in that time, you know, back then as we do now. Now we have the power to create whatever we want so instantly, and it's magical. It's magical to have these connections on Facebook and online and our cell phones, and it's all great. But – I just saw how, you know, back then it was like, that's why people probably didn't get gray hair very – like I have gray hairs, you guys, already, and it's – I'm 31. And it's like, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, where are these grays coming from? As if like, oh, that's weird. But it's like, I know where they're coming from. Like, every single thing that I do, I'm stressing out that I'm not doing it well enough, or I'm not doing it fast enough, or I'm not – you know, it's just not enough. It's just never enough. It's like, you know, even with this podcast, it's like, again, it's like we started this out because this was fun. Like, this was fun to talk about this stuff, and we didn't have people to talk about this with. And sometimes it becomes like, oh no, we don't have enough time, or we don't have enough episodes, or we don't have enough we don't have enough this, we don't have enough growth, we don't have enough whatever it is. And it's like, you know what? Like, it doesn't matter. None of the external conditions or manifestations matter. All that matters is the feeling of what you're doing, of the feeling of it when you're doing it. And because that's all there ever is. All there is now. So all that matters is how you feel when you're doing whatever you're doing. And if you're worried about how anyone else is perceiving you while you're doing it, then you're never going to feel good. You're always going to feel like you're not living up to something. And so what I'm saying is, coming down, back down to earth, and being like, hey, put for all that aside for a minute, how can I serve the people around me? How can I uplift the people around me? How can I help the world today? Like, how can I? Mm-hmm. And when you ask that question, you start to see that all these things that you're doing, they can be easily shifted into avenues of answering that question. Of like, every time we record this podcast, like beforehand, thinking, it's my intent to use this to uplift someone today. Like, it's my intent that this podcast episode reaches someone today who really needs to hear it. Like, it's my intent that only, you know, like, I set my intention before my tapping circle, and it was like, I just asked and I prayed. I was like, please just let the highest, you know, vibe words, like the right words that people need to hear, flow through me. Please just help me be a vessel. Please just let me let go and trust and help bring like the divine into, you know, 3D. Like, help just I want to do this. Like, I want to be the crystal. Again, we constantly go back to this. But it's like when you ask yourself, not in a way of, well, how can I be the star? Like, I'm saying this for myself. Like, this is something I've – just the way, Ambi, you've said that you thought something magical was going to happen your whole life. I did too. I thought that I was going to be a celebrity, like that something was going to happen and I would like be a star. And I still think that.
I think it's because we're brought up. Okay, I read this article and it really like blew my mind a couple of years ago. We were brought up in the right. I remember watching Barney with my nieces, and so that was probably — my niece is 22. So what, like 10 to 15 years younger than us. Okay, so I remember watching these shows, and they were being like, everybody's special, everybody's unique. And I remember reading this article thinking like, that mentality of everybody's special, everybody's unique is actually detrimental, because — and follow me on this one — because you're less likely to take jobs that you just kind of have to suck up and do, to kind of go through that growth period. And then you're also less likely to, or you're more likely to be disappointed when nothing special happens. Right. And I know for me, that is definitely true, because it was disappointing when like nothing magical and nothing special happened. And it's kind of like you go through life thinking like, well, eventually it'll happen. Like, eventually I'll get my big break. But if you're not putting in the effort to get that big break, then how is it going to happen? Do you see what I'm saying? And I feel like it's counterproductive to what you're saying, because you're saying relax and be in the moment. And I agree with that 110%. But I think that there has to be gray in this. It's not black and white one way or the other. There has to be some gray. You have to live in each moment. But you also have to have drive on what you want to do and ambition. And I think nothing cracks me up more. I was giving someone a reading and I was like, okay, so you want to start dating again. So are you going out and meeting people? No. Are you on like a website or doing anything like that? No. And I was like, well, are you expecting him to just knock on your door and like show up? Like, what are you going to put yourself out there? Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's the mindset that a lot of us have, is this extreme one way or the other, this extreme of I have to be perfect and everything has to look okay and everything has to be perfect. And then we get so stressed out with this that it's like, fuck it, I don't want to do anything. I'm done.
Exactly. You shut down, overwhelmed.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. That's exactly what happens to me. And then I get mad because I'm like, I'm supposed to be I have that — exactly what you're talking about. I have that in my head from being a child. Like, my parents always told me that I was special. And I think a lot of our parents did, because they came from a time where their parents ignored them or beat them, or, you know, it was like a much darker parenting time. And, you know, I think our generation grew up was like, everybody gets an award and everybody's special and you're so — and my parents always told me, they were like, well, we grew up and our parents were so hard on us, and we told you and we made sure to tell you every single day how amazing you were and how smart you were and how intelligent you were and how much capability you had and whatever. And I was like, yeah, but isn't that funny? I'm the same way you are. Like, I have the same exact patterns as my parents did. And they were both like stunned when I said that, because they were like, yeah, that's true. Why is that? You know? And it's like, and I also think this idea, like you said, like that we're special, it gets in our head and it's like, well, so we're supposed to do something special. Like, I'm supposed to be someone special, but we're not realizing that, like, especially in today's Instagram climate, like, I keep thinking about Instagram. In today's Instagram climate, it's like, we are teaching ourselves by, you know, by looking at Instagram and looking at what everyone's doing, that having a cool, pretty Instagram, for example, makes you special. When you have enough fans, then you're special.
Yeah.
Then that will make you happy. When you hit
5,000 people following you, you're special.
Yeah. Then you're – because, like, anybody could be a celebrity now. Like, anybody can be a celebrity. So it's like, do you want to be a celebrity, or what are you actually looking for? What do you actually think that fan base or whatever it is will get you? Is it simply like the connection? Because that's what I'm saying, is like, I'm starting to realize, not that I don't want to be – pretty, or not that I don't want to be connected, or sorry, not that I don't want to have people that I'm connected to online, or that I want don't want people to see what I'm doing. It's not that. It's realizing that, like, I've been chasing that, and that has been deeply unfulfilling to me. And truly, what the only thing I've been looking for is feeling like I matter, feeling like I have a purpose, mm-hmm. feeling like I'm able to help people. And I can do that every single moment. And I'm skipping over all the moments that I can actually do that in my real life so that I can run back to my computer and try to do it on the computer. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with like wanting like items, right? Like we want these things so we can feel better in that moment, or we want these things so we can, like, I know for me, you live in the city, so cars aren't necessarily as important to you, right? Because you just walk everywhere, which is really nice. I definitely envy that. But I look at that with people and cars, and I'm like, man, like if I had this car, then I would feel better. And I'm like, no, you wouldn't, Ambie. You really wouldn't. Mm. It's like you wouldn't feel any better because then you have a crazy high car payment. So you'd probably feel worse, actually. Mm-hmm. So take a deep breath and just relax, because that one item or those likes or those people aren't going to make you feel better. Like, that's an inside job. Mm-hmm. And that partner, like that ideal partner that you're looking for, that ideal job that you're looking for, whatever that case may be, it's not going to make you feel better. It's going to make you feel better in the moment. But after that moment passes, you're still going to feel bad because it's an inside job and you're not dealing with the inside part that doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to put a Band-Aid over it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
That being said, I want to share something like super random and really funny.
Yeah.
I was sharing this with my family. Remember when I went to Philly and we were driving back home from the retreat, and I saw these kids by the street, and I was like, oh my God, they're like little kids. Like, what are they doing? And you're like, those are city babies. They're not going to run in the street. They know better. And sure as shit, they like didn't run in the street. They just stood there. And I was like,
wait, are you talking about something I said?
Yeah, it was so funny.
Like, that I didn't, that I don't know what you're talking about.
You really don't remember that? Oh my God, it cracked me up. And like,
wait, I really think that you're making this up, or that I have amnesia, because I know, like, what are you talking about? I don't even know what that means. I was about to be like, what's a city baby? So, I literally am serious. I don't know. Like, what does that even mean?
So listen, so we were driving to, I think we were driving to your place from the retreat, and we were like right by your place, and there's that intersection anyway across the street. And I was like, oh my God, like those kids are like right there. Like their parents aren't in arm's length. I was really nervous about it. And I said it out loud, and you were like, maybe it was Nikki, but I thought it was you.
It wasn't me.
You? No. Maybe it was Nikki, but Nikki. Someone was like, those are city babies. They're not going to run out in the street. And sure as shit, they just stood there. And I was like, holy shit. Like, that is crazy. Like, how you, like, grow up in, like, a different atmosphere. And you're like, well, I'm just going to wait for my mom because it's not safe for me to cross. My kids would have bolted and been like, bye, I'm going to go chase a car.
Yeah. So
it's just so funny because, like, this weekend, the place that we went to, it was in the city. And I was, like, freaking out because I'm like, you're not a city baby. Hold my hand. Like, I'm just like...
So true.
So true. City babies know better.
City babies know better. City babies. Wow. It's a t-shirt or something. That's funny. Yeah. How you grow up determines what you're afraid of and what you're not.
I like how you tied that back in. That's true. And
it is. It definitely is. And like, yeah, that's interesting. I haven't thought about it, cities versus like rural, but it really does, like, you know, have an effect on you. So anybody, oh my gosh, Monday morning. It's okay. Anyway, it's okay. Anyway, today the message is, or this week, the message is, be somebody. Stop trying to be somebody. If you could see the quotation marks, it would make a lot more sense. It just sounds like I'm saying the same thing. Before we go, let's just say thank you to our beautiful Patreons, Patreon patrons, Tiffany Polito, Tammy Lip, Sheena Bone, Renee Hart, Mimi Abneeder, Melanie Larson, Marlena Brazil, Mariah Atkinson, Mandy Ford, Lisa Perez, Kim Bartelt, Kellyanne Bates, Jamie McMahon, Jamie Edwards, Cheyenne Carroll, Charm City Foster Mama on Instagram, and Kara Miranda. Thank you so much. By the way, Charm City Foster Mama just named her two new adopted kittens after me and Ambi, and it was like the nicest thing anyone's ever done. So it's so awesome and cute and an honor, and I'm so I just thought that was the cutest thing ever. So thank you. Yes,
thank you so much. That was so sweet.
Yeah, it was so sweet. Love the kittens. Ambi is doing her weekly Facebook Live this Tuesday, 9 p.m. EST. She does it every Tuesday. So it's on her Facebook page, Ambi Matthews. Right, Ambi? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. Thank you.
If you want a free mini reading, check into that tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also today, tonight we are doing our monthly conversation with John. This is like the ultra last second to get in on it. If you want to become a Patreon, like by this afternoon, we can add you in. But otherwise, you can just wait till the next month. And if you would like a private reading with Ambi or an EFT session with me, just email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com. And we love you so much. Have a beautiful Monday.
Bye, everyone.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambi, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you, and you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Inner Bloom Podcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.